BBC Radio 5 Live. Jodie Whittaker is here, ladies and gentlemen, which is good news. Hello, Jodie.
How are you?
Well, good, thank you. And you are a renowned actress, Jodie. an actress of great renown. And you are in a big ITV show that starts, which I've seen. I've seen episode one. It's Broadchurch.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I know.
Getting a sneaky peek.
I know. It's very good. It's interesting on that. I would argue a number of levels. But Jodie, let's explain. It's a part.
Yes.
Tonight. And this is, people will know this because it's the one with David Tennant, and because these posters are everywhere.
Yeah, and Olivia Colman.
ITV have really been pushing this thing.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that's because they're quite proud of it.
I think they are quite proud of it. And yeah, let's explain, Jodie, that this is interesting. Because what's interesting to me about it is it's in some ways a procedural drama. So it's about an 11-year-old kid that dies and they find the body and it's a bit mysterious. And he's your son. You play
yes.
the mother of this child. So it's a sort of a classic whodunit, but it's intertwined with the media, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I think what's interesting is it happens in a very small community in Dorset. And I suppose the pebble effect of something like that happening is everyone can potentially be a suspect, whether it be, you know, close friends or family or someone from the outside. But the whole community is affected, but then it shows it from the point of view of the media, from the police, from, you know, the community, how it doesn't just affect the family who are in mourning. So it takes a lot of different angles at it.
And I suppose it's partly about who sets the agenda, isn't it, when there's a big story like that? Is it the police? Who controls the agenda, perhaps, between
yeah.
the police and the media?
Yeah, which is relevant at the moment.
Yeah. So you've got Twitter in there.
Yeah.
You know, a name is released on Twitter that annoys the police, which I'm sure happens all the time.
Yeah.
You've got, you know, local papers versus national papers.
Yeah, whether the profile of this particular murder is newsworthy, which is, you know, it's kind of devastating that that's the boxes it needs to tick. But with the writing, I think, is really fantastic because it shows it from all these, from a kind of sterile point of view, from whether it's about selling newspapers and from the family's point of view and from, you know, people who are living within that town who are scared for their own children or...
And who all know each other, that comes across as well. It's a sort of community where everyone knows each other, including one of the lead policemen played by Olivia Colman, whose son was best friends with your son.
Yes.
But also there's a line in there from the national newspaper, when a national newspaper reporter is sent to Broadchurch, this tiny community, where she has to argue with her editor and say, look, I'm just sick of rewriting press releases. Can you let me go and do some reporting? And I think that reflects the sort of conversation that actually does go on these days at a lot of newspapers. And so yours is a tough role. I mean, this is a, you know, you're playing a grieving parent right from the off.
Yeah, it was the story over the 8 hours kind of spans a matter of weeks rather than years. So the kind of immediate trauma is present in that family from the very first episode to the end, and that was 4.5 months of filming. So it's, you know, it's quite an intense thing, and it's just devastating. You know, the whole storyline is devastating, and it's easy to act in a way because you're not having to pretend to be upset. That's just an upsetting situation. But you know, after the first episode, we wrapped that in August, and we knew we were still filming in December. So it was, you had to really kind of keep your stamina. Yeah,
you have to cry a lot.
Yes. For some reason, I'm maybe the go-to person for crying.
There's quite a bit of crying in different shows.
To
pull that off, are you saying that you think about, because it is an upset, even though it's fictional, obviously the premise is upsetting, so you are able to get upset in real life
really, because, you know, it's when everything fits together. You're working opposite amazing actors and you are on a crew that the crew surrounding you are really respectful, and also the writing, which is the major thing. If you believe what you're saying, you know, half of your work is done for you. So if you're running down the beach, which is one of the scenes in the first episode, which I think is in the trailer, so I think I'm allowed to say I had to run down the beach and kind of be one of the people who discovers his body. That's not a prop, you know, that's the boy laid on the beach, and that... It's upsetting, you know. You kind of with everything around, with the police tape, with the people in the, you know, the Soko outfits, you can't help but be affected by that. And that beach was open on that day as well. So for those poor people on their summer holidays, they got to listen to me screaming for about 12 hours.
But you get upset because you imagine what it would be like if that was real, or you imagine that other people have been through situations like that. There's
a reality behind it because what you're seeing is you know, your imagination, what I'm saying is it's not real, but your imagination doesn't have to do too much to make it real.
Crimes and incidents like this happen, don't they?
Yes.
Here's a clip from Broadchurch. It's on tonight on ITV, isn't it? What time is it on?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, ITV, Broadchurch. And here's this clip. It's every parent's worst nightmare. You play mum Beth Latimer, right, who goes along to the school sports day, and it soon becomes, this is before the beach scene, and it soon becomes clear that your son has gone missing, which prompts a series of increasingly anguished phone calls. And we should say that some listeners might find this upsetting.
Hiya.
Hi.
Beth?
No, Danny.
Oh, I thought he was here.
No, we haven't seen him today.
Well, did you do the register?
Yeah, we haven't seen him since yesterday.
Danny, it's Mum. So you're not at school? Can you give me a call straight away, sweetheart? I just want to know where you are. Jack, it's Beth. Danny did his paper round this morning, right? Oh, okay, did he ring? No, it's fine. I just, just not quite sure where he is, that's all. Come on. Mark, it's me. Ring me now. Danny didn't say he was going anywhere this morning, did he? It's all right, he's not in trouble. Okay, thank you.
Can I do anything?
Just give me a call if he shows up.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Tom.
You know when you film, you're very, very good in this, by the way.
Thank you.
You've been good in everything I've seen you in, if I may say so.
Thank
you. I didn't think of any particular. You're going to lodge a complaint about that comment. Like the scenes that are, for example, where you discover your son's body on the beach, for example, which comes after that, and it's very intense. That only lasts 2 or 3 minutes in the show tonight. It must take you hours to film that.
Yes, it did. Can I tell you something horrendous that happened?
Yeah.
In the opening take, so we did a massive wide shot, and like I said, the beach is open, so we'd kind of, those people watching it happen, a lot of those weren't extras, they were just people kind of, you know, watching the filming going on. And in the opening take, which was really massive, a huge wide and completely unnecessary for me to be, you know, really going for it, but I wanted to see what it'd be like, you know, running towards it. I dislocated Olivia Colman's knee the opening take of the longest day of shooting we were going to have.
Because she's holding, as the police officer who happens to know your character in real life, she's holding you back.
Oh, she's
from
holding
your
me back.
Body.
But she did amazingly, because she shot that entire day having had her knee just unpopped. So there you go. She deserves a medal for that.
Because that would take, you know, that little scene there, as intense as it is on screen, would take you hours to film, I guess. And there's some points where for the next take, you have to reset everything. And like, is it a strange world where you're having, in the sort of downtime where you're having trivial conversations about who's going to win the X Factor, and suddenly they're like, right, we're ready, back on set, and suddenly you have to switch back to the grieving parent?
I can't do that. Like, some people are really good and they can do that. I basically, if you saw me on like any kind of behind the scenes footage, you just think I was weird. I was kind of just sit and squat in the sand by the sea and just had to stay really quiet and just in my own world, just because it isn't the kind of mood I can switch in and out of, and because we were doing it all day, it was just easier to stay in it for that. But there's other scenes that are quite intense where you just have to have a cup of tea.
But what you're saying is you're exactly like Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. It works. No, I'm the absolute opposite. I would, with my accent as well, someone asked me for something, I certainly am not staying in the character's accent. But you just...
I've noticed this, but an observation of me. What accent are you using in the show? Because it's West Country, isn't it?
It's Dorset, hopefully, yes.
Yes. Is that hard to master? Where are you from?
We had a dialect coach and stuff, and everyone apart from David's doing it. David and Vicky McClure, but I hope I did okay.
What happens?
I'll find out tomorrow.
What happens if there's a take and it's one of those really intense scenes? Because there's several scenes where you're really upset, and you know the acting is brilliant and the emotion is raw and incredible. But on just one of the words, a bit of Huddersfield creeps through. Would they say, I'm sorry, we're going to have to do it all again because the accent wasn't quite right?
No, I mean, I think maybe they'd, because I wouldn't be aware of it, they'd be overhearing it. And hopefully it's one of those things where if my accent's so majorly bad, you can do it in ADR. You could potentially...
In the dub afterwards, you can...
But touch wood, we haven't finished it all yet. So okay, we've done episodes 1 to 6, I think, on ADR. And so far that hasn't happened.
And so you know who's done it, right? You know,
not saying a word.
Because it's a proper list. There's about eight suspects by the end of the first episode, aren't there?
No, honestly. Don't quiz me, because I could easy break.
How could you? Yeah. Jodie, it's very nice to see you. Thank you for coming in. Jodie Whittaker there. It's tonight at 9 p.m, isn't it? Tonight, it's a tremendous drama, and we will review it in our television reviews tomorrow. Jodie Whittaker, thank you. Broadchurch, 9 p.m, ITV. Mr. Tumble, Justin.